When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 30th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Fun slate yet again. Cole Reagan, 6K, right? What can we say? Crazy stuff there. I hope you guys enjoyed it and had some fun because we got nine games on the early slate starting at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. And then a six-game main slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to break them all down for you here. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick, BDENTREK. Let's get to it. Nine-game main slate for you. The totals on the nine-game slate. We don't have all totals yet, but White Sox, Orioles, 9. Angels, Phillies, 9.5. Guardians, Twins, 8. Padres, Cardinals, 9.5. Brewers, Cubs, waiting on Wrigley. Nationals, Blue Jays, 8.5. Reds, Giants, 8. A's, Mariners, 8.5. Astros, Red Sox, 10. So lots of offense to look forward to on this slate. We do have a couple good pitchers here. Let's break them down for you. I'm going to pass on Woodruff at 10-2 in Wrigley. You can if you want. He's been outstanding of late, coming off a 34-point performance. Got beat up by Texas, but then a bunch of 20s in a row. So if you want to pay up for Woodruff, totally can. And maybe I'll change my mind if the Cubs throw out a dud lineup. We can definitely go that route because it is a Cubs team over the last month. 20% K rate versus righties, 253 average, 212 ISO, which is quite impressive. So Woody does make for a good play at 10-2 if you want to pay up, but I think I'll be passing for now. But we shall see. Value pitching isn't as great on this slate as it's been the last few slates. Logan Webb, $9,500 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Last two starts are against Atlanta. We'll kind of notch that one up to Atlanta. Prior to that, though, outstanding stuff. Texas, Angels, Arizona, Boston wasn't horrible. Some pretty good stuff there from Webb. Six or more Ks in those starts. Really like what we're seeing there. And it's a Reds team that nearly got no-no'd by Alex Cobb on Tuesday night. A Reds team that over the last month striking out nearly 29% of the time versus righties, hitting 233 with a 183 ISO. So Webb at $9,500 is definitely in play on the slate. That's why I might pivot off of Woodruff, but Woodruff's not out of the play. I'm not going to completely write him off just yet, but Webb, I like saving $700 going that route. Bryce Miller's $9,100 against the Oakland Athletics. He's been shaky off and on. It's been like 10.8, 20.5, 10.6, 26.3. It's been an up and down roller coaster ride for Bryce Miller, but we know he's had his success versus the A's this season a couple times. That's been well documented. And we know it's an A's team you can pick on. You know, 24% K rate versus righties, 218 average, 184 ISO. Bryce Miller, I imagine, would be very popular on this slate at $9,100. That's why I like Webb a little more, but I have no problem if you want to go Bryce Miller. You can go Bryce Miller Woody, go Bryce Miller Webb, go Webb Woody. Those three guys are clearly the top options if you're paying up on this slate. Now, if you want to save some money, Tanner Bibee's $8,400 at the Minnesota Twins. Twins bats are swinging it well. I'm going to say that. But Bibee coming off six innings, two earned, five Ks against Toronto. He's got five or more Ks in four straight starts. He's gone at least five innings in 12 straight starts, which has been quite impressive. Three earned runs or less in each one of those starts. He's putting in quality start after quality starts. It's 12 straight starts of three runs or less, five innings or more. Strikeouts have been there. So he brings a great floor to the matchup against the Minnesota Twins. But they are swinging it well. We've talked about it. They still strike out a ton, though. 29% K rate versus righties, 252 average, 187 ISO. So if you want to go Bibee, which I do not mind, at $8,400, he is on the board. Kyle Gibson, $7,800 against Chicago White Sox. Gibby coming off a gem against Toronto that we were all over. Eight innings, three earned, eight Ks against the Jays. He has six or more Ks in three of his last four starts. He has 20 or more points in three of his last five starts. He's going at least five innings for you, three earned runs or less than three of his last five. He's been better than people think. When he has his blowups, they're annoying. That's what he does. But he's also been very, very effective as a whole this season. And now you get a White Sox offense that's just depleted. 24.4% K rate versus righties, 241 average, 131 ISO. So Gibby at $7,800, 100% in play on this slate. $7,400 for Christopher Sanchez. Now, this is one that's too cheap on this slate. It's kind of our cheapie here. Six innings, two earned, six Ks against St. Louis. He's put together 15 or more points in three straight starts. He's gone six innings in each of those starts, two earned runs in each of those starts, five Ks or more in each of those starts, bringing very, very good stability, very good floor to this slate. And he's going up against an Angels team that just decided they're going to go, screw it, we're going to waive everybody that matters. They're still in the lineup. You saw Grichuk go deep on Tuesday. They're in the lineup till they get waived. That's the difference, but they can't be thrilled. And the Angels on the season, 26% K rate versus lefties, 212 average, 0.079 ISO over the last month. So Christopher Sanchez at $7,400, definitely in play for you. So you got Woody, Webb, Miller up top. I like it. Webb, Woody, Miller. That's how I'd rank those. You got Bybee at 84, Gibson at 78, Sanchez at 74. Sanchez is my favorite pitcher on this slate. So that's where I'm looking on this one. Let's talk about the bats on the nine-game early slate for you. You could definitely be going to Baltimore once again and picking on Dylan Cease. Nothing wrong there. Rushman, $5,400 for Cease. I'm with that. JTR versus Detmers at 52 is also in play for you. But I'm going right back to Seattle. You got Neil starting. It's going to be a bullpen game for Oakland. Cal Raleigh's $4,700 versus Neil. I like that quite a bit. Gary Sanchez versus Mikolas at 4K. Mikolas has been bad, so San Diego. They're just so damn inconsistent, but it's another great spot for them if they want to wake up. We do like St. Louis against Rich Hill. Wilson Contreras is $3,800. He had a big game on Tuesday. You got his day game after night game, so see if he's in the lineup, probably DHing, hopefully. That'd be nice. You got Danny Jansen versus Patrick Corbin at 36. That's another one that's in play for you on this slate. Going down cheaper, though, below $3,000. Bo Naylor for Sonny Gray at 28. Naylor went deep on Tuesday. Connor Wong versus Framber Valdez at 27 is a value for you as well. But that's about it for now. You will get some punts on day game getaway days on a Wednesday. You will get some punt catchers for sure on this slate. First base position for you, you got Bryce Harper versus Detmers at 63. Harper went deep again on Tuesday. He's really heating up, folks, so don't sleep on him at $6,300 versus Detmers. You got Goldie versus Hill at 53. That is solid as well. Justin Turner at 48 versus Framber Valdez. Mountcastle at 47, if you're going with your Baltimore stack, he's in play for you. Cheaper plays, though, low 4Ks. Into the threes, it's Mike Moustakas, lefty-lefty, I'll pass. Ryan O'Hearn's $3,400 for Cease. He'd be one if you're looking to punt. If you're not using Gibson, Andrew Vaughn's 32. Jose Abreu is a good punt, $3,000. Astros bats are red hot. Cutter Crawford's been scuffling. So Jose Abreu at 3K is a good punt on this one. Mike Ford hit eighth on Tuesday for the Mariners. He's $2,900 versus Neil. Garrett Cooper's 29 versus Mikolas. You have a couple cheapies down here if you so need them. Second base position on the nine gamer. Jose Altuve at 62 is great if you want to go that direction. Geloff's always a tournament play at 54. Ha-Sung Kim at 52. Been disappointing over the last couple weeks, but man, another great spot there for the Padres. Whit Merrifield went deep on Tuesdays, 44 versus Patrick Corbin. Don't mind that. If you're not using Sanchez, Brandon Drury is $4,200. We love Drury versus lefties. So if you're not using Sanchez, Brandon Drury at 42 is a good tournament play for you. Luis Ringifo as well, double donged on Tuesday. He's $3,800 for Sanchez. He's riding a seven-game hitting streak, hitting .556 over that seven-game hitting streak. So Ringifo at 38 is one to pay attention to as well. Josh Rojas should be back in the lineup for Seattle. He's two lefties. Now he got back to the righties in the bullpen. Rojas even pinch hit when the righties came in late in the game, got a single. He is $3,500 versus Neil, so you can go right back to that value in Seattle. Other than that, though, below 3K, Batten of San Diego has been playing very well. Went 4-for-4 on Tuesday. He's been putting up double-digit production. He's second base, third base eligible. He's $2,700 versus Mikolas. That's a punt I really like on this slate, even if you're not stacking San Diego. That's a good one-off play. Same with Lennon Sosa. If you're not using Kyle Gibson, Sosa's $2,200, went deep again on Tuesday. I mention him all the time, but he's super cheap. He's $2,200. So Sosa and Batten are two I like. Sosa's second base only, Batten second base third base for you. Speaking of third base, you got Devers at 57. That's fine. But you got, like I said, Bregman at 55 versus Crawford. Like that quite a bit. Gunnar Henderson at 53 is always on my board. You got Machado and Kim versus Mikolas. But you can go below 5K, and you got Eugenio Suarez versus Neil at 46. I mentioned this yesterday. Davis Schneider loves left-handed pitching. First at bat, boom goes the dynamite. He also had a double in the game. Oh, and he faces a lefty again on Wednesday, Patrick Corbin. Davis Schneider's third base outfit eligible. He's $4,300. That is a great play. If you're not using Bybee, Royce Lewis is 41. He went deep again on Tuesday. I prefer Schneider out of those two today, but I love Lewis a ton going forward the rest of the season. Going down below 3K, though, not much that stands out. Batten, $2,700. Like I said, he's second base, third base. He'd be the main punt if I'm looking for one at third base. Shortstop for you. You got Trey Turner, who's nuclear hot. It went deep again on Tuesday. He's $5,500 for Stetmers. That's actually probably too cheap the way he's hitting the ball right now. Gunnar Henderson at 53. We like that, of course. CJ Abrams versus Chris Bassett at 47 is not a bad one-off play. You got JP Crawford at 43. Had a big double in the ninth that helped me make some more cash on Tuesday night. So Crawford at 43. I'll be on board there. Luis Rengifo at 38. Again, if you're not using Sanchez, he's second base shortstop eligible. Going below 3K now. You got not much. Mason Wynn's down here at $2,300. He's just been a bummer. I haven't played him, I don't think, once. Drew Hamilton would be one of 2K if you just want an uber punt versus Valdez, but I think I'll find my punts elsewhere on this slate. Outfield position for you. J-Rod was a late scratch with a sore left foot. We'll see if he's in the lineup on Wednesday. He's $6,400 versus Neil. Great play if he is. Yordan Alvarez went deep again on Tuesday. He's 6K versus Crawford. That's a great play. It was Kyle Tucker at 58 versus Crawford. Two of the better payoff spots on the early slate. Kyle Schwarber versus lefty. Who cares? $5,600. Lou Bob at 54 versus Kyle Gibson's very nice as well. We love Castellanos versus lefties. He's $5,100. So Philadelphia's standing out quite a bit. Seth Mullins at 5K versus Cease. I like the Baltimore's your nice contrarian play versus Cease, of course. Adam Duvall went deep again on Tuesday. Dude is insane right now. He's $4,700. Gets the lefty Framber Valdez. You got George Springer at 47 versus Corbin. Those are a couple more there. You got Teoscar Hernandez at 45 versus Neil, if he's in the lineup. Anthony Santander, another big game. Three-run double, RBI single. He's $4,400 for Cease. Whit Merrifield mentioned him earlier. Second base outfield at 44. Santander just keeps crushing. He's been a great one-off all over the place. Davis Schneider is $4,300 versus Corbin. We talked about him already. Third base outfield eligible. Going down to the low fours and into the threes now. Max Kepler versus Bybee at 37. If you're not using Bybee, that's a tournament look for you. Tyler O'Neill versus Rich Hill at 36 is one I don't hate because we just love pestering Hill, to be honest. So that's a fun one. Ryan O'Hearn at 34 versus Cease is one for you. Going down to the low threes now. You got Cade Marlowe if he's in the Seattle lineup at 33. If you need a punt, I try not to go there, but he is on the board if you so need him. Matt Wallner at 31. Again, if you're fading Bybee and you want to punt, that is fine as well. Canzone, Seattle at 3K. I'd rather have Canzone than Marlowe if I'm punting with a Seattle outfielder. That's where I'd be going in those directions. Going down below 3K now. Let's see. Mark Connors, $2,600 versus Hendricks. Not a bad punt if you need it. Michael A. Taylor, his 20th home run of the season. He's been a great punt of late. He's $2,400 versus Bybee. Again, not trying to target Bybee, but these are punts you can make. And not many people will have any twins. Most people will roster Bybee. So you get super low ownership in that regard. Recapping pitching on the 9-game early slate. Woodruff, Webb, Miller up top. I rank it Webb, Woodruff, Miller. Then you got Bybee at 84. You got Gibson at 78. You got Sanchez at 74. Sanchez is my favorite pitcher on the slate. So Sanchez and pair him up with the pitcher of your choice. Stacks on the 9-game early slate here. I like Baltimore versus Cease. I like Philadelphia versus Detmers, San Diego versus St. Louis versus Rich Hill. I should say San Diego versus Mikolas is fine too. Both are worth a look. Toronto versus Patrick Corbin is in play for you. I like Houston versus Crawford. Don't mind a little Boston versus Framber, but Houston versus Crawford I like a lot. And then Seattle. So Seattle and Houston, my two top stacks on this slate. And then you bring it back with Philadelphia, then Baltimore. And that's where I'd be looking to go on the 9-game early slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right. Six game main slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Let's look at the totals on the six game slate here. 6:40 p.m. Eastern. You got Rays Marlins 7.5. Rangers Mets 9. Braves Rockies 13.5. It's Darius Vines. Never heard of him. Versus Kyle Freeland. And we're still waiting on a few more totals on the evening slate here. Let's check out the pitching for you. Six game evening slate. Gerrit Cole 11-5 at Detroit. It's a great play. Great play if you want to pay up. Put up almost 40 his last time out. Was a little rocky a few starts prior to that, but he's been electric. And now you get to face the Detroit Tigers, a team that I like in the long term, in the future. A lot of young talent there. Really fun stuff. But over the last month, 26.3% K rate versus righties, 254 average, 193 ISO. So if you want to pay up for Cole, no problem with that at all. Or you can save some scratch. Zach Eflin, $9,700 versus the Miami Marlins. I'm on board with that. Four of his last five starts, over 20 points, coming off of six innings, two earned 11 Ks at the New York Yankees. It's a scuffling Marlins team. Jorge Soler left Tuesday's game with a hip injury. That's another one to monitor. They don't strike out a ton, 19.2% K rate versus righties, but they have a 234 average, 173 ISO. So if you're going to pay up, you don't want to pay all the way up to Cole, you want to save $1,800, Zach Eflin is just fine at $9,700. Now's where it gets tough on this slate. Like, I'd like to try Ryan Pepiot, but he's getting hovered around 75 pitches. So in tournaments, if you want to go Pepiot, that's fine, but it's very, very dicey. I'd almost rather take the gamble with Britton Fott versus the Dodgers at $6,500. It's not warm and fuzzy, but Britton Fott has been great. Three of his last four starts, the one he wasn't good on, the Dodgers, but actually four of his last five starts. The Dodgers was the one, 4 2/3, four earned, five Ks. That's what got him. But he's $6,500. I'm honestly willing on this slate to take that chance because it's ugly. It's like Cole, it's Eflin, Pepiot if he can get you the innings. And then it's, yeah. So Britton Fott at 65 has my attention unless he gets pay up for two pitchers on this slate, which I hate doing in this era of baseball. Let's talk about the bats and see if we can pay up for pitching or not on this slate. In Coors Field, Sean Murphy has played back-to-back games. I'd be shocked if he plays three in a row, but he's $5,800 versus Freeland. If so, if he does not, though, got Travis d'Arnaud at $4,100, $1,700 cheaper than Murphy is not the price gap it should be, so that's a very good play. Sal Perez at 41 against Jackson on the Pittsburgh bullpen. KC has been a humongous disappointment this series against Pittsburgh. Maybe they break out. It's a great spot, really, really good spot to make it happen. Elias Diaz at 41 versus Vines. Colorado's horrible as well. But, man, it doesn't get much juicier than this. The Mets are going to use Reyes. It's like Ranel Reyes. to make the start. Mitch Garver at 38 is worth a peek as well. It's a brutal pitching evening slate, as you can tell. A few other guys to take a peek at on this slate at the catcher's position. Higashioka usually catches for Gerrit Cole. He's $2,700 versus the lefty Wentz. That's a very good value. And then Gabriel Moreno, if you're not using Pepio, Moreno's only $2,600. I'd be all over that if you want to take the chance versus Pepio. First base, you got Matt Olson and Coors at $6,800. Freddie Freeman, $64 versus Thott. That's fine either way. But some cheaper options for you. It's crazy to see Torkelson's up to 49, but rightfully so. I respect it. Christian Walker's 47 versus Pepio, but Nathaniel Lowe at 46, Texas. It's a great spot for him if their bats want to wake up in this one. DJ LeMahieu, having a big week, wrote him up as one of the risers in last week's Fantasy Pros article. He had four home runs last week. DJ LeMahieu's $3,900 versus Wentz. He'd be one for you. Some cheaper ones, though. You got like Montero of Colorado, Goodman of Colorado, $3K and $2,900 respectively. Those are decent values on this slate. Second base, Betts had another big night on Tuesday. He's $6,500 versus Fott, but Marcus Semien at 61. Ozzie Albies and Coors versus a lefty at 59 is very juicy. Ketel Marte, if you're fading Pepio, I think that's an interesting option. I'll say that much. Because Pepio's been really good since getting recalled, but not going deep in the game. Dodgers have a horrific bullpen, and maybe Pepio slips up. So Arizona's a nice contrarian play, but they're all priced up, so that makes it a little trickier. Gleyber Torres at 44 versus Wentz, like, the pricing and the matchups are screaming Yankees, and they've been so freaking bad. So it's going to be a rubber meets the road situation, but there's not a whole lot else at second base that stands out at this point in time. Third base for you, Austin Riley, $6,300 versus Freeland. You got Muncy at 47 versus Fott. McMahon and Coors at 46 versus Vines. Isak Paredes versus Jesus Luzardo in a tournament at 45? Sure. But I love Brian Hayes at only $4,300 versus the lefty Zerpa and the Kansas City bullpen. Hayes went deep again on Tuesday. He's really heating up. We talked about him on Tuesday's Bench with Bubba with Ben Tidd. Hayes' month of August has been outstanding. He's lowered his ground ball rate by over 10%, and it's showing in the home run department this month. I believe that gives him 5 or 6 home runs in August now, which is humongous. That gives him 11 on the season. That's a career high for Brian Hayes. $4,300 for Zerpa. Like that quite a bit. Other than that, though, in the 3Ks and below, yeah, not a lot of value on this slate, so it's going to be tough to pay for two pitchers. Shortstop position, Corey Seager versus Reyes at 67 is great. Bobby Witt at 6K is just fine. You got Lindor at 48 versus Dunning. That's another one to look at. But Ezekiel Tovar versus Vines at 45, that'll be popular because after that, it is murky waters, folks. Peguero of Pittsburgh is only $2,900 second base shortstop. He went deep on Tuesday. He's a nice value second base shortstop for Leover Peguero at $2,900. I like that as a value. I kind of like it a lot, actually, at $2,900 on this slate. Outfield position, Acuna at 7K. Yeah, sure. He only put up 6 points on Tuesday after 51 on Monday. So, yeah, what a bum. Judge at 66 versus Wentz. Betts is fine. Corbin Carroll went deep. He's 57 versus Pepio. Adelis Garcia. These are all tournament plays or stack plays. I do like Judge versus Wentz. Again, Yankees are standing out, which is terrifying. I've not stacked the Yankees in forever. So that'll be interesting. Below 5K, Giancarlo Stanton's 48 versus Wentz. I don't hate that. Like, there's some nice Tigers plays. They're all priced up, though, versus Cole. So it's kind of tough to justify biting the bullet on that one because you want the savings if you're going to use the Tigers. Going down cheaper, though, where is he's got to be? Yeah, Ozuna's $5,200 versus Freeland. Harris at 51, but Ozuna at 52 and deep again on Tuesday. That's just a great play. Blackman at 44 is a nice play versus Vines. That's a very good, almost value, all things considered. You got Tommy Pham at 36 versus Pepio. He'd be another one for you. Going down to low threes and into the twos, like IKF's 33. Akil Baddoo's a cheapie if you want to go there. Akil Baddoo's 32. Parker Meadows 31 if you're not using Cole. Those could be some tournament values for you. So you can eat some chalk elsewhere. That'd be a way to do it. Going down below 3K, Travis Jankowski's $2,900. That could be one. JP Martinez of Texas is 28. He'd be another one. DJ Stewart at 27. I like that with his power upside versus Dane Dunning. So he'd be one to keep an eye on. And then other than that, nothing too crazy standing out. Recapping your pitching on the sixth game, main slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. You got Cole and Eflin up top. I prefer the savings on Eflin. If you want to roll the dice on Pepio at 85, I get it. And then Brendan Flott at 65, just close your eyes and pray. Stacks, Yankees versus Wentz. I love it, and that sucks. Detroit is interesting for some value, but I like the Yankees a ton. I like Texas versus Reyes a ton on that slate. The KC-Pittsburgh game is enticing, especially the cheap Pittsburgh plays. That might be where I find my value on this slate. Coors is 100% in play, both sides of it. Obviously, Atlanta better than Colorado, but both in play. And then that Arizona-Dodgers game, Pepiot-Fott could be a wild card stack as well. But for me, it's Yankees, it's Pittsburgh, it's Atlanta. That's where I'm looking on this slate for stacks with a little Eflin and Brendan Fott probably is where I'm going. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty at all. But it'll be a fun one. Higabino in the chat, favorite way too early look single entry stack for the evening slate. Got you right there. I told you it's the Yankees. Unfortunately, that's where we're looking for now. Yankees is where we're looking on this slate, but we shall see. Let's see what lineups bring and what other scratches take place because we're at that time of the year. Maybe someone else gets waived. Who knows? We'll see what happens in baseball. But for now, that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Thursday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 30th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.